This morning's public reading comes from the Gospel of John, chapter 5. So if you want to join with us, take your copy of your Bible and turn with us to John, chapter 5. And last week, as we know, we were introduced to the woman at the well and her encounter with the living God, the Lord Jesus, and how her life was transformed at that well, running back to her community, telling them, "Come see a man that told everything about me. Is this not the Christ?" They came out, they heard him, then they welcomed him, and he spent a couple of days in their city, and by the time he left, many had believed on him, and their testimony was, "We now believe him more so by the words we heard from his lips." Okay, more so than even your testimony. Well, now we pick up in verses 17, all the way down to, I was using a different Bible to do the verse division. We're going to go ahead and stop at verse 31. So I'm going to pick up at verses 17 to 31. But Jesus answered them, "My Father worketh, hitherto I work." Therefore the Jews sought the more to kill him, because he not only had broken the Sabbath, and again, he broke the Sabbath, as they misinterpreted the use of the Sabbath, but said also that God was his Father, making himself equal with God. And as I mentioned last week, there are those who claim Christ never gave any positive comment about himself being divine. Well, here's one where even his audience understood what he meant when he said, "My Father worketh hitherto, and I work." And we know from the Old Testament that God will not share his glory with any other false god or false idol. Then answered Jesus and said unto them, "Verily, verily, I say unto you, the Son can do nothing of himself, but what he seeth the Father do. For what things soever he doeth, these also doeth the Son likewise." And once again, we see this reference of divinity. "For the Father loveth the Son, and showeth him all things that himself doeth, and he will show him greater works than these, that ye may marvel. For as the Father raiseth up the dead and quickeneth them, even so the Son quickeneth whom he will. For the Father judgeth no man, but hath committed all judgment unto the Son, that all men should honor the Son, even as they honored the Father." Notice, honoring one means you honor the other, and vice versa. "He that honoreth not the Son, honoreth not the Father which had sent him. Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that heareth my word, and believeth on him that sent me, hath everlasting life, and shall not come into condemnation, but is passed from death unto life. Verily, verily, I say unto you, the hour is coming, and now is, when the dead shall hear the voice of the Son of God, and they that hear shall live." Now, is that talking about a bodily resurrection? Or is Jesus talking here about another resurrection that must occur within a sinner? "For as the Father had life in himself, so hath he given to the Son to have life in himself. He had given him authority to execute judgment also, because he is the Son of Man. Marvel not at this, for the hour is coming in which all that are in the graves shall hear his voice, and shall come forth, they that have done good unto the resurrection of life, and they that have done evil unto the resurrection of damnation. I can of my own self do nothing. As I hear, I judge, and my judgment is just, because I seek not mine own will, but the will of the Father which has sent me. If I bear witness of myself, my witness is not true." Please be seated, and may God bless his word. Beloved, there's so much here. So much here. So it's quite evident that in chapter 5, Jesus is confronting an audience. Okay? And his audience is having a very hard time understanding a lot of what Jesus is saying. But there are some things that they are picking up on and drawing a false conclusion about Jesus and what he's saying of himself. Bottom line, Jesus is saying that he and his father have a very beautiful relationship. The father to the son to the father. Now eventually, in John chapters 14, 15, 16, Jesus will then introduce, by way of progressive revelation, not simply dumping everything at one whack, but taking us and his audience progressively down this pathway of understanding, he will introduce God the Holy Spirit, who also has that loving and unique relationship within the Godhead. So notice, there are those who teach that there's only one God, but this one God play acts, individual. One time he's the Father, the next time he becomes the Son, the next time he comes behind the curtain and he betrays himself as the Spirit. Well, if that's true, then this God that we're reading about is schizophrenic, because apparently he's talking to himself. Versus two persons being implied here, the Father who sent the Son and the Son who was sent by the Father, versus two distinct persons, not two distinct separate gods, but two distinct persons within the Godhead. This makes sense to understand the plurality of personhood. So Jesus tells his audience in verse 17, as my Father works, so do I. I do his works. And automatically, they're about to look at verse 18. They sought the more to kill him. So they already had murder on that radar. Now they want that radar to be fine-tuned and honed in, because he not only broke the Sabbath as they understood the Sabbath. Get that in your mind. There's nothing wrong with the Sabbath. Jesus was not simply going out of his way to disobey the Sabbath, as some teach, in order to rub it in their face. He was correcting its misinterpretation, its misuses, and the way the Jews, the religious leaders, used it as a controlling mechanism over their people. So, not only did he break the Sabbath as they understood, but they did understand one thing. You're making yourself equal with God. And in their eyes, that was enough to kill Jesus. Notice verses 19. Then answered Jesus and said unto them, verily, verily, I say unto you, the Son can do nothing of himself, but what he seeth the Father do. For what things soever he doeth, these also doeth the Son likewise. To me, that's a further commentary to that line found in verse 17. For the Father loveth the Son, showeth him all things that himself doeth, and he will show him greater works than these that ye may marvel. For as the Father, notice, raiseth up the dead and quickeneth them, even so the Son quickeneth whom he will. So much for free will. Unless the Son willingly chooses to quicken you, you will die in your sins. For the Father judgeth no man, but has committed judgment unto the Son alone. Why? That all men may honor the Son, even as they honor the Father. He that honoreth not the Son, honoreth not the Father, which has sent him. Hold your place. Turn to 1 John 2. Notice how John reiterates this in this epistle. 1 John 2. Notice this. Look at verse 23. Whosoever denieth the Son, the same hath not the Father. But he that acknowledgeth the Son hath the Father also. So, if you're going to acknowledge one, you got to acknowledge the other. If you're going to honor one, then you got to honor the other. If someone tells you, I believe in God, but I don't believe in Jesus, then they're not biblical and they're not a Christian. Whosoever denieth the Son, the same hath not the Father, and he who acknowledges the Son hath the Father also. Now, look at verse 25 in comparison to 28 and 29. Let's tackle 28, 29. Marvel not at this, for the hour is coming, in the which all that are in the grave shall hear his voice, and shall come forth, they that have done good unto the resurrection of life, and they that have done evil unto the resurrection of damnation. Now we know that is talking specifically about the body, because it talks about this resurrection from the grave. But I contend that verse 25 is different. Verily, verily, I say unto you, the hour is coming, and now is. See, you don't find that phrase in verse 28. It says, marvel not at this, for the hour is coming. In 25, he says, the hour is coming, and now is, that the dead, I believe, those dead in Adam, dead in sin, shall hear the voice of the Son of God, and they that hear shall live. I think this goes hand in hand with the parable of the sower. Four people that are confronted with the gospel, four people who hear, and only one out of the four bears fruit. I believe verse 25 is referring to spiritual resurrection of the heart, being quickened, being risen to new life, being born from above, being regenerated. While verses 28 and 29 believes to the physical raising of the body and not the inward work of regeneration leading to salvation. Well, may God choose to bless his word. Amen.